Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who miss the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Oh, this is going out for all the ladies out there tonight. That's right, go ahead and pick your man up and slam him down.
Later on, we're going to bring on Barry White. So let it whip.
Good song. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everybody. And Happy New Year.
Yeah.
In the room today, I got Steve Silva with me.
Okay.
Producer Zach.
Hey. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, there.
Assistant Genesis.
Hello.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts. And together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian.
Woo-hoo!
I'm repeat that. Mark and Brian.
Otherwise known as Wayne and Lamar.
Yes. With the hopes of getting them into the rock and roll. Not the rock and roll. That's a mistake everybody always makes. Not the rock and roll.
You're trying to be me now.
The Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They really need to do that. So everybody keep paying attention. We'll let you know when. For those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
And if you guys would like to talk to us, you know, just say hi or join the conversation, maybe even play a game, quiz me, quiz you with us, or we have our new phone numbers. They are 714-927-1866 or
232-963-8523.
Yeah, you said 232.
Dyslexia. Well, I don't even have dyslexia, but I'm just going to go with that one. Well, if you want to find them out, just message me.
So it's 323-963-8523. That's the number go. We want to say out.
That was good.
Oh, we've got a busy show. This is the first show for 2019.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
I have a feeling this is going to be the best show of the year.
I don't know, man. We got a whole year ahead of us, buddy.
So far,
yeah. Well, we've got a lot of things we'll be catching up. We'll be talking about some people who've recently passed away. We've got our horoscopes. And supposedly, Van Halen's going to be touring this year. We'll talk about New Year's resolutions. And, of course, what's news. And then we got the game at the end of it. And who knows? You might win some prizes. Maybe some DVDs. Maybe a Fire Stick TV from Amazon. So call in and find out.
And don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you download our show for free, that's always good, and you just have to go to our website to do that, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, podbean.com, iHeartRadio, and we'll keep going. Google Play and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
That's right. And as always, we need to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we could not do this show for all of you guys. They've been with us since day one.
That's right, Sean. Even though the holidays are over, I'm sure many of you guys got gift cards. So get what you can by shopping on Amazon, which is the best place to get all of your items.
All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That's the most important thing. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
And of course, the great thing about Amazon, besides the fact they have everything, is there are no crowds. And we have mentioned before how they have everything. They also will do everything. So I've got a list of services that Amazon provides. So I'm going to read some of them. Of course, we know there's the Amazon Fire series, the tablet and the phone and the TV. But there's also Amazon Fresh grocery delivery and Amazon Home services, like you can do plumbing and cleaning and stuff like that. The Hub, Amazon Inspire, Amazon Go, kind of a store, no checkout. Amazon Kindle. There's Amazon Merchandise, Amazon Music Unlimited. So hey, they do
that's
everything.
One thing I like about the music stuff, whatever, because you know what? Just like our theme song by the jazz band, Let It Whip, you can get all that stuff on Amazon. Just download it either through Prime, get videos and all that stuff. And you're absolutely right. They provide so many different services for us.
Yeah. So if you need anything done, go to Amazon Services.
If you're doing all of your shopping online, remember to use our Amazon banner to get the job done.
And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
That's right. And of course, once again, we want to make sure that everybody follows MNBRHOF because, you know, Switchboarder Laura, she is working very, very hard on getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. So we want to make sure that all of you follow MNBRHOF both on Instagram, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. So please do that. We also have a brand new sponsor, and you know, it's a new year, so we have a brand new sponsor joining us for the next few months that we want to tell you about. So now, I know some of you may have wanted to play a musical instrument, maybe, like guitar, piano, maybe even a bass, but did you get your son or your daughter a guitar or piano for this past Christmas? Well, now's a good time to get a good music instructor.
Now, if that's the case, then you need to call VPR Studios. They have been around since 1997 and serve the city of Cypress and surrounding communities. Their instructor teaches the language of music. I'm sorry, there's static. And I'm like,
okay.
Sees the music to all ages, from beginners to moderate players, even old guys like me that have always wanted to learn, but forget everything 10 seconds after I'm taught it. Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom.
So there's nothing like having a private instructor of an instrument. Besides enjoyment, music contributes to the development of the imagination, creativity, positive self-concept, achievement, self-discipline, and positive social skills. This is something where a good instructor can really help you.
So if you'd like to learn to play the guitar, piano, or even bass guitar, call VPR Studios at 562-310-2753. Or email them at vpr_studios@yahoo.com to schedule your first lesson. VPR Studios, magical moments start with music and start creating your own magic.
So there you go. I love magic.
Well, there we are.
There you go. Yeah, new sponsor there. I love it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So, well, let's catch up with everybody.
Do you?
Who would like to go first?
Stefush.
I went to the gym. Like twice.
Well, what'd you do for New Year's? I mean, did you do anything? Just kind of stayed home?
Was back? There a New Year?
There was.
Yeah, I slept through it. I like went to sleep like, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock. I was really tired. And I didn't wake up till like 3 in the morning. And, oh, I guess that was New Year's. Yeah. I didn't hear any fireworks or anything. I was just out.
Well, you're closer to Disney than I am, so you didn't hear any, because we heard
I think them. They got canceled on New Year's Eve because of high winds.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because it was very windy that night here. So,
yeah, so there
California.
Was a whole big thing about that.
Yeah.
That I read about, but yeah, it came and went peacefully, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
So now those those ugly holidays are behind us, and we have everything of a new year to look forward to.
It's kind of like starting over.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
How about you, Zach? What'd you do?
The one thing I wasn't going to do was I was not going to try and risk and go out and do something fun on New Year's Eve when I find out there's just roadblocks and checkpoints everywhere. So I just pretty much hung out with my mom and her boyfriend, and we just got drunk and played Uno because that was literally the only fun thing to do.
Oh, cool.
2 hours of Uno. I don't know. Wow. I don't know if you've ever played Uno before, but yes, that's a long time.
That's fun.
Two hours of that, yeah. And then just, you know, midnight struck. Yay. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed now because I got to get up at 6.
Yeah.
Your mom was really nice, by the way.
Yeah, she's an angel. She's on her way to Australia right now. She should be landing. Let's see, what time is it right now? Oh, probably about 3 o'clock our time, and it's going to be in the morning over there.
Now, are they going to be upside down when she lands?
Yes. Fingers crossed. I have no confirmation of that, but I'm hoping for such. I've already said lots of pictures.
Tell her to send you a video of the toilet.
Oh, yeah, because it goes in the opposite direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's summer. When we have Christmas time, like winter time for Australia, they're having summertime.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know, it's so crazy.
That's how life works.
Yeah. All right.
So which way does the toilet go at the equator?
Whichever.
It goes straight down. And that's what I was going to say. There's a video that you can look up on YouTube where it's like, that's exactly where the equator goes across on this village. Mm-hmm. And if you're like 15 feet to the left, it goes counterclockwise. If you go 15 feet on the other side, it goes clockwise, but then if you're right on it, it literally just goes straight down.
It just drops
right down. Yeah, it's so funny to watch, you know. And it's just these guys, whatever, putting water from one bucket into another in a funnel, and yeah, it's really interesting to watch. You're going, wow, that's kind of freaky.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Energy.
How about you, Genesis? What was your New Year's like?
It was good. I was just at home, ate a lot. Didn't really drink.
Did you bring me those tamales?
I didn't, actually. I know.
Can you run home and get them real night now?
I'll go right now.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I'll send like a Lyft to come pick them up and bring
them here. Send an extension to your fellow lifters.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good. I have those 2 days off work, and for the past 10 years, I've always worked at restaurants. Mm-hmm. So you're always working. I've always had to work. Working in like downtown Disney, like they never close anything. So I've always worked holidays nonstop. So this was the first time I had like both days completely off, and it was nice. It was good.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean because same thing. I mean, Steve and I, we both worked at Disney. Mm-hmm. You know, entertainers, you expect to work the holidays.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, always, no matter what. And then in retail, you know, again, you work the holiday. Are you really that hot, Steve?
All of a sudden.
Wow, you're getting hot flashes, dude. Are you going through your menstrual period or something?
Yeah, he's going through menopause.
Wow.
Well, yeah, manopause.
Oh, my God. Where were we at? Because I just saw this.
Working holidays.
Yeah, working
retail.
Holidays. Yeah, retail. You know, again, same thing. You know, when I worked at Guitar Center, you know, I had to be there at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning because it's Black Friday and, you know, so forth. And recently, in the last 5 years now, I've worked, well, I was still working retail for a while, but it was nice because where I was at, we actually had the weekends off anyway.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, which is kind of cool. And then now the company that I work for, this is the second season that I've worked for them. And it's nice because we have the whole week off, you know, so it's like my boss was like looking at us Friday before Christmas. And it was kind of like, okay, so what are we doing? Are we coming back Wednesday and working 3 days or what? He goes, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, just I'll see you on the third. Like, okay, no problem.
Sweet.
You know, so, yeah. And so second time, you know, where it's like I've had that week off.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's different.
And boy, was I lazy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I realized, too. I was like, oh, I'm not really even being that much more productive. You know what I mean? Because I ended up having, what was it, like 4 days off work. And I realized, like, I'd rather go to work because it gets me up and out and doing stuff and, like, the motion of doing things. Yeah. If not, I'm just like, oh, watching movies sounds really good for a while, you know. But what did you do?
We pretty much kind of stayed home, too, because, again, the winds were kind of high.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not to, you know, throw this out or whatever, but, or ask for a sob story. But, you know, we didn't get invited to anything or whatever, which is, you know, it happens. We didn't throw a party either, you know, so, and I think this year I just felt like the holidays kind of really snuck up on us real quick. And, so it was just kind of like,
did it tap you on the shoulder and scare the shit out of you?
It pretty much did. Yeah. You know, and it's like,
I understand.
And, you know, and like having that week off again, we kind of got a little lazy. So it was just kind of like, what do you want? Oh, well, we could go do that. No. Yes, it's over.
Yeah,
you know,
or did the holidays sneak up behind you and give you a wet willy?
Oh, I wish they did, because that would have woke me up.
That's true.
Because, you know, I wanted to go see Craig Shoemaker, our buddy.
I know.
Because he
I
was performing.
To, too. Oh, yeah.
He was performing at here in Huntington Beach. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And Karen and I were still trying to decide whether the two of us should go, whatever. And I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go by myself. I jumped online, and it sold out.
Oh, yeah.
So but the thing was, like, the night before, they still had tickets for sale. And he sold out, like, that day. And that was the only way you could buy tickets was online. You couldn't get them at the door. So,
I think we need to give Craig a call and say, hey.
I'm sorry I wasn't there. Yeah. You know, but two sold out shows in Huntington Beach. And I'm happy for him. You know, it's just 15 minutes away. I'm like, ah, fuck. You know, we missed him. But you know, so it was that laziness thing that we had going on. But one good thing came out of it, though, is that for Christmas, we got Roman a brand new bike. We got him a mountain bike, you know, thing.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah. So Karen and I have had two mountain bikes, but we haven't used them for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me too.
So we got
me
ours.
Three.
We got ours fixed. And so all three bikes are working. And
where
everything.
Did you do that?
There is a store actually not too far here from my house. Uh-huh. Oh, God, what is the name
Forget
of it?
The name. You can give it to me later, but I need to have my bike serviced.
No, because I want to give him a plug. Zach, can you look up and look up bike stores?
Oh, cool. Bike stores.
Bike stores in Cyprus.
Yes, give me a moment.
Okay. The guy's name is Byron, and he's a really, really nice guy. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more on the higher end stuff of what he sells. So, I mean, your lowest bike, I think, is like $200. Mm-hmm. But he is a specialty bike shop and stuff. So, but it's really, really cool. But I mean, he does everything from like racing bikes to like titanium frames and stuff, 10 speed bicycles for racing and stuff and what have you. Papa Wheelie. And go to them. They're great. The rates to fix a bike, basically, I think it was like $35 just for a safety check. And then, you know, $5 here, $10 there,
whatever it is to fix.
To fix, you know. Anything. So, like, my bike needed new brakes, so he put new brake pads on and stuff and what have you, and made sure that, you know, safety-wise, it's all working properly and so forth. And it only cost us, like, $43 per bike, so it wasn't that bad at all.
It says a very friendly bicycle shop.
Yeah, and they're great. They're really, really great. And
I'll have to find out where that is and bring my bike over on the bus.
Yeah, definitely do that. I'll introduce you to him. So he's a really cool guy.
Chapman Avenue.
Yeah, right on Chapman. Chapman and not basically.
Not what?
I'm gonna hurt you.
Is it Beach?
No. Thank you.
It's not.
Yeah, right on not in Chapman. He's right next to a liquor store there and another like little pizza place. I'm gonna hurt you, Steve.
Well, then where is it?
There you go.
If it's not in Chapman, then where
it's
is
not.
It?
But, yeah, it's called Papa Wheelie Bicycles, so definitely check them out. They've got a lot of great Yelp reviews, too, and everything. And just really, really good people there, too. Very friendly, so check them out. So, yeah, so that's what I got to do. So we got to fix our bikes, and my son and my wife got to go around Long Beach, basically. They threw the bikes in her car and drove over downtown Long Beach and kind of did a little tour thing on the bikes. And I was kind of jealous. I'm like, aw, because she had the day off from work and I had to work. But
that sounds like fun, though.
But it was fun. Yeah, it was awful lot of fun. So that's what I got to do. So,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some sad news, and we always hate to be the bearer of sad news, you know.
But it's everywhere.
But the first thing is that I saw is Daryl Dragon passed away. And I know a lot of people are going, who? You know, who's Daryl Dragon? Well, he was the guy who played the captain in Captain and Tennille, which is the music duo from the 70s.
For a while, were really popular.
Yeah, and I mean, it was about a good, I think, 10, 12 years, whatever. They had a nice, good run. And
they even had their own show, I believe.
Yes, they did. Daryl Dragon was the cap-wearing captain of Captain Tennille, who teamed up with then-wife Tony Tennille. She was such an easy listening hits as Love Will Keep Us Together and Muskrat Love. And apparently, he died this past Wednesday. He was only 76.
Ugh.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, that is.
You know, that is very, very young. He died of renal failure at a hospice in Prescott, Arizona.
Of what?
Renal or rental? R-E-N-A-L.
Do we know what that is? What's a renal?
I have no idea, but it failed on him.
Damn, it failed. I got to take care of my renal. I yeah. see my doctor.
And Tony Tennille says, he was a brilliant musician with many friends who loved him greatly. I was at my most creative in my life when I was with him. And it's what's funny, though, is that they got married while they were the group. And basically, the reason why they got married was for tax purposes.
According to Google, renal failure is basically kidneys.
Oh, kidney failure.
Kidney failure.
Well, why did they just say that?
Well, I know. No, it's relating to the kidneys. It is the ability for the kidneys to remove certain substances from the blood. So it just fails to remove certain things it should remove.
So if I swallow a nickel, the renal will take that? I guess not.
Dragon and Tennille met in the early 70s and soon began performing together with the ever smiling Tennille singing. While Dragon was on the keyboards, he would later serve as Captain Tennille's producer. Their breakthrough came in 1975 when they covered the bouncy Neil Sedaka song called Love Will Keep Us Together. Of course, their version was slightly faster and funkier than the original, and it wasn't Dragon's first choice as a single. He had favored a cover of the Beach Boys' Bruce Johnson's I Write the Songs, which was a 1976 hit for Barry Manilow. So instead, they passed on that song and gave it to Manilow. But Love Will Keep Us Together chopped the charts in the summer of 75. It actually won a Grammy for Record of the Year and not only made them stars, but helped further revive Neil Sedaka's career. What was really interesting is that Dragon was a Los Angeles-based native. He was the son of Oscar winner composer Carmen Dragon and singer Elise Dragon. And he himself was a classically trained musician. And before he met Tony Tennille, he played keyboards for the Beach Boys and was dubbed the captain by singer Mike Love, who noted Dragon's fondness for wearing the sea captain's hats, basically.
Wow.
So, and that's how he got his nickname, Captain. So, let's see. So sad to hear about Daryl Dragon, the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson tweeted Wednesday, Daryl was a great guy and a hell of a musician and a keyboard player. I feel very bad about this. He survived not only by Tony Tennille, but his older brother Doug and two nieces, Kelly and Renee. So we've got a couple of songs. You're not familiar, and I know for sure Genesis has probably never heard these songs before. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. Part of the show. So let's go ahead and play that little bit of Captain Tennille here.
Steve, you want to dance?
Okay.
You guys are so cute.
With a man like you.
I'm comfortable.
I'm going to reach down and just kind of squeeze your butt a little bit.
Oh, yes. Don't forget the other side.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Remember in The Wedding Singer? And the guy was grabbing Drew Barrymore's butt. She's all like,
whoa. Just go with it. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
This is such a good song, though.
Oh, baby, do that to me once again.
Genesis?
Yeah?
Want to dance?
Like
I will not grab your butt, I promise.
Ah! Have you heard these songs, Genesis? This is the first time?
No, I've heard the song.
You've heard this
it
one?
It sounds familiar, yeah. I feel like I've heard it in a movie or something.
Yeah.
It's my first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, turn it up, right?
Dancing?
Turn it up. I like this part. I'm thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together. I've already done that joke.
I'll take care of you if you're sick. Candlelight, doing the
town and wow. Oh my God, Steve.
It's pretty pleasing.
I never got this song, though. Muskrat soothing. Muskrat soothing. You know, other than the fact that it's just a song about two muskrats.
It's muskrat love. Never watched two muskrats get it on.
No, I've seen two rabbits get on, though.
They're like,
oh. How is that? Oh, you're right. She says they twirl.
They have a good time.
Like the yes. Looks like muskrat
love. I love Tony Tennille's voice, though, man.
I do, too. Yeah, I just... Well, the 70s had some really good female singers.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of the best, you know, so that's really cool. Like Minnie Riperton. Mm. God, I loved listening to her sing. And Karen Carpenter.
Oh, I love Karen Carpenter.
She was really good. That was a great time for female singers.
My mom used to run around the house singing this song, and I never understood.
I don't know why. I thought he was going to say naked.
Me too.
My mom told me, you better shop around.
Well, there you go. A little bit of Captain and Tennille, some of their biggest hits and everything. So,
that's
you
awesome.
Know, so sad. And it's, you know, if you ever watched any YouTube videos on Captain and Tennille, you know, both of them are playing keyboards, but they're both like doing double duty on different keyboards. Like Tony's on the piano. And then she's doing something else, like on a smaller keyboard up on top of the piano. And then the captain is like on an organ and then on something else also. You know, it's like, holy cow.
Did they have synthesizers then? Or
the Moog
synthesizer?
I don't think that he ever used a Moog, but I mean, he definitely just used different synths and everything. And because, yeah. I mean, it's very synth based, you know, overall. But what was really cool, I saw this guy who was playing, I think, the bass line. For what was the first song we played?
Oh, Jazz Band?
No. The Captain Tennille song.
Oh, I don't know.
Love
play it again real quick.
Love Will Keep Us Together?
No. Okay, yeah, Love Will Keep Us Together. So it was the second one. Okay, go ahead and stop it. Love Will Keep Us Together. And the guy was playing the bass line on an actual bass versus the keyboard. Holy cow. I mean, talk about movement and everything. And I think it would be really interesting for Christian Hand to take that apart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because everything is synth. You know, very Michael Jackson-ish kind of thing. Because Michael used an awful lot of synths also, you know, especially for bass. But this bass line is like all over the place and just carries that song. And you don't realize how much that bass moves that song. You know, going, holy cow. You know, so very creative, though, Gerald Dragon. So, but another one that we lost... Dr. Hook, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ray Sawyer, lead singer.
Good God. And it was so funny because Steve tweeted me or whatever. He goes, Dr. Hook just passed away. I'm like, you mean the Muppet guy? He goes, no, that's Dr. Teeth. I went, oh.
Got all angry.
Yeah.
How dare you? You monster.
But there's two really big hits that Dr. Hook did. And the first one I think we're going to do right now is what, Sylvia's Mother?
He
heals. Oh, God, so good.
He thinks he's.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Got
an eye patch?
Great song, man. Great song. And then their other big hit, basically, besides Somebody's Mother, was cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, my favorite use of that song is in the movie Almost Famous, mm-hmm. when the band Sweetwater, or Stillwater, rather, gets on the cover mm-hmm. of the Rolling Stone, mm-hmm. and they start seeing when they that. Find out. So.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray.
Hey, don't touch me.
Yeah. Tell them where we are. Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very good
yeah.
idea.
So there you go. One of the two biggest hits by Dr. Hook there. So he passed away also. Wait, he was in the 70s too, I think? Or
is what?
How old was Dr. Hook?
He was, I just forgot.
He was in his 80s?
No, I don't remember. Okay. Somebody was 81, but I think that might have been Super Dave.
Okay. And then, yeah, Super Dave Osborne passed away. Who's the brother of Albert Brooks. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you guys remember in the 70s and everything, he was that crazy guy who would do these stupid stunts or whatever, what have you. And it's a John Biner's show, I think it was, or something like that. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was just really funny, you know, and he always, and it was kind of like, he was like the television version of Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
You know, because he was very serious, and that's where the comedy came
had
from.
Had no clue what was going on for real.
Yeah, and where he just did these stunts as dumb as they were or whatever, and was just very, very serious about the whole thing and so forth. And that was where the comedy really came in. So,
by the way, Dr. Hook was 81.
Yeah.
81. Oh, Dr. Wow. Okay.
That's not even that old.
No, it's almost Steve's age.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Did he hear that, Steve?
Probably closer to me than you are. I'm on my way out.
So, but yeah, so three guys. So, you know, Daryl Dragon, Dr. Hook, and Super Dave Osborne. So if you really want to laugh at some of the stunts, you know, definitely look up Super Dave on YouTube. You're going to really crack up laughing on that too. So anyway, well, let's go ahead and move on.
Yes, he was a Canadian comedian comedy character.
Was that what they...
That's alliteration.
Oh, my God, jeez. All right, let's go ahead and move on to our horoscopes.
John.
Yes. All right. Taurus, that's Zach, right?
Hello.
All right. Here we go. Welcome, 2019, Taurus.
Thank you.
As you enter the year, you're reaching a vantage point and a milestone in your journey that's asking you to clarify your noblest long-term goals.
Uh-huh.
Then, as the Capricorn new moon and eclipse align on January 5th, hey, that's today. You can make solid progress towards them. That's right. I think we're going to do the voice like that now.
Tell me more.
Yes. You've been... reevaluating your relationship, and they're drawing you to a new level now,
mm-hmm.
asking for deeper levels of surrender, and trust.
Oh.
It's never wise to trust blindly, but avoid judgment and keep your perspective on what is unfolding.
Yes.
You're at the top of your game professionally. The Leo full moon and lunar eclipse on the 20th mark at the end of an 18-month phase, regaining inner confidence.
He's so getting more into the character.
So you can let your brilliance shine. Yes.
Well,
you're seeing the past in a new light, learning of what you need to feel emotionally, financially secure, and what drives you to do what you do in this world. Yes, you can have what you need and gain a lot on all levels, financially, emotionally, materially, and even spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that means go to church now, Zach.
Okay.
And be detached on an evolving scenario.
Evolution?
Value yourself. Be confident. Okay. Wise. Well, good luck on that. And mostly be humble. And you can come out on top.
Oh.
That's how Sean sees me.
Okay, who is Gemini?
Nah, I kind of see like a, you know, like more like a milk carton.
Who's the Gemini?
Who's Gemini?
Gemini. That's me.
You.
That's me.
Steve's got a character.
The French, they are very into the horoscope, as you say.
Are you a French fighter pilot?
Ah, bienvenue to 2019.
Le plume.
Life is evolving on a core level, and you are stepping over a threshold. Now, I love this next line. It is so
magnifique.
Sweet. Magnifique. But you can't enter the future with your arms full of the past.
That's what I drop them all
I
the time.
I love that you just drop everything.
It's like French pirates.
So don't be afraid to cut your losses where necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jupiter entered Sagittarius late last year, and the results of the pregnancy test are still out.
The pregnancy test?
As Venus joined Jupiter this month.
What planet is that?
Jupiter.
I like the way you say that.
Your relationships have a lot to offer you creatively, emotionally. Sexually and financially. But first,
that means I must be getting somebody new in my life.
Dig past your surface material attachments to physical appearance, sex, money, success, marriage, commitments, especially those you've inherited from society and parents.
We?
Boy, what else is there? To ask yourself what will truly matter at the end of your life. Then you can invest in the deepened and woo. Soc le bleu.
Le bloom.
I shall try it again.
Please do.
Then you can invest in and deepen mutually beneficial connections that share your values.
Exciting. I love share.
Now, as the Leo full moon and lunar eclipse align in your house of communication, they're bringing information, shedding light, and offering a new perspective on a situation you felt stuck in. Have you been stuck in a situation? You're kind of stuck in this room right now.
I've been there.
Yeah. Woo. Be honest, and you can clear the air and get on the same page with others. There's real love in your world. At least one friend you can trust.
Anthony French. Uh-huh. Oh, that must be Genesis.
It must be. Don't look at me.
Look at her.
Let go of the past and have faith.
Those glasses.
You're already.
That scarf. Le plume.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
Whew, it's just you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm not going to be able to top that.
But try your best.
Here you go.
Give us just like a sexy voice, like a breathy sexy voice.
Like a sexy Latina voice.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Genesis.
No, I
come
can't.
On.
I really can't. I'm going to have to charge for this if I
do. I'm
going to
charge. What do you mean charge? What do you even charge for the show?
Hey, I got a buck or two.
Oh, wait, that's right. I'm just kidding.
Come on, sexy voice.
No, I can't. Nothing about me is sexy, so I can't.
Oh, you are mistaken there, my dear.
You are a very sexy girl. Aw,
thanks.
I had a feeling she don't believe us.
On a serious note, though, what shirt are you wearing right now?
It's a Kanye West shirt.
Okay, you know what? The Z, I don't know why, but it reminded me of Thin Lizzy. And I think because recently it was the anniversary of Phil Lynott's passing. And I'm just like looking at you right now with the Z there or whatever. I didn't see the skull, but then the scarf and the leather jacket. I'm going, that's very rock and roll.
I try.
No, that's cool, though. And see, that's sexy, though.
With my beat up Vans.
But see, that's sexy, though. I like that. I dig that.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Who's Scorpio?
Le plume.
Me.
Oui.
Scorpio, oui. Well, welcome to 2019.
Oh, that's turning me on.
You entered the year on a pensive note. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of weighing on your mind, perhaps difficult choices, but it need not be a painful process. Take the time to clarify goals and don't focus on your limitations. On January 5th, wait, today, that's today.
Yeah.
A Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse mark the beginning
going
of
to enter Genesis.
No, enter something else. Oh. Beginning on an 18-month phase of releasing false or your father's beliefs. To redefine your success for yourself, it will take a daily commitment, but you can achieve anything you set your mind to. The Leo full moon and lunar eclipse on the 20 suggests that professionally you're ending a chapter and moving to a new level. You're worth your weight in
gold. Well, I'll see you later.
And the 20th is actually a Saturday, too, so we're going to be here. Oh, wow. Yeah. Success would mean nothing if you didn't have people and family, blood and soul. You loved and who love you to share life's ups and downs. As you see the past in a new light, you can find courage to make necessary changes. This isn't about success or public image. You have one life, and it's precious. Follow your passion.
Oh,
all right.
I'll do it.
You are mistaken. You have a very sexy voice. Thank you for that.
I think I need to go to the restroom now. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I already know who Virgo is.
We all kind of went in a circle. Was that like intentional?
Not really, but hey.
It worked out.
Another happy accident. Luna de Virgo?
Yes.
Luna de Virgo. I'm going to drop the French thing.
Yeah, just do a British voice.
Do SpongeBob. I'm just kidding.
Do you really
oh,
want,
yeah.
You
do
want,
SpongeBob.
You want a three-minute read of SpongeBob? All right.
Well, 2019, Virgo, as the year begins, life is drawing you out of your comfort zone. Dig past your resistance and be brutally honest with yourself and what you want, not what you think is expected of you. A Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse on January 5th marks the beginning of an 18-month phase of chipping away the false layers to rediscover your inner child, who has always been wise beyond his or her years. As the Leo full moon and lunar eclipse aligns on the 20th, find the time to be alone, meditate, go inward, pay attention to a dream birthing with you. Hold
Did
on.
You say birthing?
Birthing. That's wow. The script. That's what it says. Hold on. Hey, Patrick, can you read the rest? I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay. Hey, was that my dad? You can create and live a life that fills you with passion and purpose daily, with loving relationships that not just touch your heart, but also your soul. I'm hungry. But you have to dare acknowledge it to yourself. Consciously release the past. There's good gold to be mined in the present. And, SpongeBob.
Okay. Had to drain the old sponge wiener. You have a treasure at your feet. And
squeeze it out, huh?
Oh, you know it.
Why am I craving a Krabby Patty?
Look, I don't start work for another 2 hours, so let me finish this. You have a treasure at your feet and a true sense of camaraderie. Whatever that means, and good times at home. You're already living the dream. Count your blessings, and you'll see just how fortunate you truly are.
Hey!
Yay.
That was great. That was so good.
Yeah. I'm going to take the...
Through the script. Now, can you reread it? Because we didn't understand because we were laughing so hard.
Sure, hold on.
All right, thanks.
Guys.
That reminded me of last week.
I don't mean to stop the show.
But anyway.
I have something I need
to
do.
Oh.
That's something important. No, this is more important than peeing, I think.
Yeah.
So I have to make a call. Okay. This has gone on long enough.
All right.
Do any of you have Sirius XM?
I do.
I don't know. I've been having problems, and I need to call them and take care of something real quick. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
You got your phone on you?
Yeah, I'm dialing right now.
Okay, hang on. Hello, welcome to Sirius Radio. How can I help you?
Yes, I want to cancel my Sirius Radio.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. May I have your name, sir?
My name's Steve Silva.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, let me look that up real quick here. Mr. Silva. And your mother's maiden name, sir?
I just want to cancel it. I want to go away, so can you just
that's fine,
get to
sir,
that?
But, can you just give us your mother's maiden name? Make sure we have the right account.
I don't see why that matters, but...
Just your mother's maiden name, please.
All right, it's Monson. Can we move to, I just want to cancel.
No, don't worry, sir. How's your day, sir?
It's just fucking great.
Wonderful, sir.
Could you please cancel my account?
Okay, I have you right here, sir. Mr. Silver, correct?
No, Silva.
No,
I,
Silva.
Just,
I'm
oh
so
my
sorry,
God.
Sir. Of course it is. And what are we doing with your account today, sir?
You're kidding, right? I want to cancel it. Because it sucks and it's expensive, so I want to cancel it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. Okay, well, let me see what I can do for you, okay? Let's see here. Well, sir, you know, it looks like, you know, what if we offered to you for half off?
No, I just want to cancel. Oh, my God, please. All I want to do is cancel it. Please cancel it now.
I totally understand, sir. Absolutely. And, okay, let's see. Now, what if we pay for it, sir?
What? You pay for it?
We can do that for you, sir, if you like. But, you know, instead of canceling...
I want to cancel. I just don't want it anymore.
Okay, totally understand, sir. Now, let's see here. You know what? I've noticed that you've been a loyal customer for over 5 years. Can I sign you up for, to see if, you know, which means, and maybe send you a check for $50 every month, and then we can pay for your subscription, and maybe even wash your car on a weekly basis?
Would you do my laundry, too?
Yes, sir. We can absolutely do your laundry for you.
Dried and folded.
You know what, sir? Let me put you on hold and check with my supervisor. Hold on, please.
God, I can't believe this is happening.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
I don't know. It's because all this is Howard Stern here and Howard Stern there, and I just get, I get tired of that. I've seen the movie, and I've had enough.
Okay, sir. Yes, we can definitely do that dried and folded, sir.
Okay, and the $50 has to be in cash and delivered by a singing telegram who's also bringing me a pepperoni pizza. God.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in an elevator.
But it's a nice elevator. Maybe it's in Vegas. Probably comes back soon.
To catch pneumonia. And when you... Oh, yes.
You have such a lovely voice, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Sir, regarding the $50 and bringing you the singing telegram, who else is bringing you a pizza... Yes, we're so happy to do all of that for you, sir.
Okay, I'll keep my subscription.
Oh, good God, thank you, sir. Oh, and Happy New Year, sir.
What a nice guy.
Forget it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Take care.
I can't believe now I have to listen to them for another year.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the thing is, you don't even have a car, dude.
I know. That's why I main reason I get rid of it. I don't have anything to listen to.
But that's
anymore.
Cool, man. But I mean, you're getting pizza, $50, and they're paying your prescription.
Yeah, but now I've got to buy one of those portable Sirius XM player things.
Just get the app. That's what I have.
Like, yeah, what?
Just get the app. That's what I have.
Is it? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I've been using the app for years.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
There you go. Well,
I'll give him a couple months.
At least you got that taken care of now, you know, for the new year.
If they
year.
Do good with my laundry, I that might be worthwhile.
Yes.
I know. I've seen your room. You need your laundry done.
I've seen it, too, and you are correct.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm having another hot flash.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's not even that warm in here.
Confrontation makes me stressful.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, how would you guys feel about a Van Halen reunion tour?
I would. Nothing would make me happier.
I'd be okay, but I don't sing that well.
Genesis?
I would love it.
Okay. Well, check this out. Apparently, it's rumored.
How was that?
That was about just as good as David Lee right now.
Well.
Have you heard him sing lately? Ooh. Well, listen, apparently it's rumored now that Van Halen is going to tour 2019 with the classic lineup, including Michael Anthony.
Wait, both Michael and Anthony?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So if the rumors are true, fans are in for a treat this year. Word has it that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band is slated to tour stadiums with their classic lineup, including bassist Michael Anthony, who was booted from the group shortly before singer David Lee Roth's return in 2007. If the tour does happen, it would mark the first shows since September 1984 featuring the original lineup, David Lee Roth, Michael Anthony, Eddie Van Halen, and Alex Van Halen. While Roth has been back with the band since 2007, Anthony was replaced by Eddie's son, Wolfgang, in 2006.
Didn't Michael Anthony, after that, marry some woman named Hall and take her last name?
No. Nice try. No.
Okay, it wasn't
even. No. Now, the thing is, though, the rumors stem out from a recent interview that David Lee Roth did with Vulture and a report also from radio personality Eddie Trunk. So, you know, this is going to be really, really interesting to see if it does, you know, go forward. I was looking at the interview with Eddie Trunk and him talking about it. And apparently everybody in the industry is saying, yeah, we're hearing the same thing, that it's all going to happen or whatever. So it, I think it'd be very interesting to see. But
well, I tell you, my neighbors in Dima Bar hated Van Halen.
Why is that?
Well, because I would play K-Rock as loud as I could and go out on the balcony and sing along.
No.
They took personal offense to that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, it'll be very interesting to see the original lineup since 1984. I mean.
Yeah, well, that's when I used to listen to it, was early 80s.
Yeah, you know, because I thought what Van Halen did to Michael Anthony was pretty shitty, though. Mm-hmm. You know, because, I mean, they didn't even say, hey, you're in, you're out, or whatever. It's like, hey, we're going on tour, and.
Except maybe not you.
Exactly. And, oh, by the way, my son's playing bass for us. Really? You know, and of course, Michael Anthony was on tour, thankfully, with Sammy Hagar at the time. You know, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, and they're very close buds, too. So, have you ever met Michael Anthony, though, or had an opportunity to meet him? Nicest guy in the world. Very.
Maybe you're testing me, like,
no,
in our past year or so that I had, and I didn't know it.
We had him on the show. I don't remember.
Steve, did you bump shoulders with him at your local McDonald's?
I may have.
I've actually met him four times. Once at the NAMM show, once when I worked at Disneyland.
Oh.
And because he has an annual pass, and he just goes in, no entourage, no nothing. He wants to be like a regular guy.
Why is it that everybody I used to work with at Disneyland meet all these celebrities, and the only one I get stuck with is Screech?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. My dad used to serve him all the time, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
He was not nice.
No, I hated his character on the show. And then one day in the building, I had on one of the lanyards with the pins we trade. Uh-huh. And it was a children-only one. And he came and goes, oh, dude. I had a pin he wanted. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even bring in anything to trade, let alone the fact that I had. He just thought I should give it to him because of who he was.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, I need
get
another
away
pin.
From me.
Yeah, but
okay. Anyway,
but yeah, no, and I'm in twice at NAMM, and then the most recent time is at a pet expo out in Pomona, and it was actually right when one of his grandchildren passed away.
Oh,
yeah, I think the baby was only like a few months old or something like that.
Boy, and that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I stopped and just, you know, said, hey, I read the story. I just want to pay my condolences to you and everything, whatever. And, you know, didn't ask for an autograph or anything or whatever. But I mean, very, very nice guy, though.
Cool.
Very, very cool guy. So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways.
Yeah. I would love a new Van Halen album. I would absolutely love that. I mean, I know that's being very wishful thinking, just like I would love a new Aerosmith album and like 10
Aerosmith.
Other albums.
Well, you know, the thing is,
Iron Maiden.
I don't know if, I mean, I would love to hear a new Van Halen album as well. You know, something new from the guys, but I don't know if the magic can come back the way it was. You know, David did fairly well on his solo stuff. You know, with all of the little EPs that he put out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a good, you know, good little string of hits there. But it's funny. If you look at all the stuff that Van Halen has put out, even from the David Lee Roth days to, you know, the so-called Van Hagar days.
I love Sammy.
They actually had no number one albums with David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they had four number one albums with Sammy. You know, it was with Sammy, it was a more successful band.
Yeah, it really was.
You know.
That's why I played this one. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to.
Yeah.
He just had a better voice for this kind of music.
Well, Sammy, you got to remember, Sammy is also, he can play an instrument. I mean, he's a guitar player himself. So he was really able to contribute from that aspect and bounce off of Eddie, you know, and where Eddie could play the keyboards and then Sammy could play the guitar and then, you know, Eddie can switch on to the guitar and then go back to keys or whatever. So I've seen them both. I've seen them both with David Lee and I guess I've seen them with Sammy. And to me, they're just totally two different bands. You really cannot compare the two of them. They're totally different. But I think they're equally as good, you know, overall. It's just that one is more mature than the other.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's where Sammy, I think, took it with that maturity overall. So, but it'll definitely be interesting.
2019 is going to be a big year for music. A lot of bands are coming out with some new stuff. Actually, I saw a Twitter post that the singer for Tool just finished recording some vocals for new songs that they're going to do this year. So Tool may come out with a new album this year, which I know a lot of people are waiting for on that.
I don't know. They're such a Tool. So we'll see. We'll find out.
Well, speaking of band, bands and things that are going on with bands, what's his name on the Stones?
Mick Jagger?
Keith Richards.
Oh,
Yeah, has stopped drinking, at least so much.
Oh, well.
How about that, huh?
He outlived everybody.
Of course, he's 97, but... That's pretty. I thought that was pretty funny.
Robin Williams had a great joke in his stand-up. I think it was like on Broadway where he said, like, we could all be dead in, like, you know, 50 years. Keith Richards will still be here with two cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Right.
Like, you know, I smoked your uncle. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, am I doing this one with the percentage?
Yeah. So since we do have the new year and everything, everybody talking about New Year resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk right now. I don't know why.
No.
But,
well, then you're the only one not talking about New Year's resolutions.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, let's try it again.
So, okay. So.
New Year's resolutions.
Hey.
I like that the way
that
sounds.
That was very sexy.
Thank you.
You hear that, Genesis?
So
that's
sexy.
How you do sexy right there.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Genesis?
You have to start small. Like, just look at somebody and go, how you doing?
I'll work on it. I'll pick a victim to practice on.
Yeah.
Me.
There's three of us right here.
Yeah. I go first. All right. So you got... New Year's resolutions, right?
What I have is a list of the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2019.
Okay.
And there's a percentage of all the people that is associated with each resolution.
So this is very interesting. So out of the survey, this is the percentage of who's... Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, coming in at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in.
Spend more time with family and friends.
I do too much of that.
13% of people said that was their New Year's resolution.
Well, I mean, if you're busy or whatever and things get neglected.
I think it has a lot to say with our kind of lifestyle here in the United States, the way the families are formed and everything. You know, there's a lot of other countries, like family is like number one.
Oh, yeah.
Things
absolutely.
Like that. And here, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay, number nine. I'm surprised it's on the list at all. Drink less alcohol. Of course, that was only 15%.
Okay, so
that's cool.
Between that and well, family.
Well, you know, AA's for quitters. So.
Family and alcohol are right down there at the bottom.
Yeah.
Then there's that 16% find another job. So apparently people are kind of happy with their jobs, but some of them want to. But, you know, 84% like their job.
That's good. Or find something a little bit better for themselves.
But it was only 16%, so...
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. The majority is happy where they're at.
Yeah. And at 17%, read more.
You know, I'm not a big reader, so I can totally understand that.
I'll do an audiobook. Yeah,
neither is the president.
Yeah. Are you a reader, Genesis, or no?
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
What do you... are you reading novels and books and things, or...
Yeah, I actually... my brothers are huge, huge readers, so they get me a book anytime they can. Uh-huh. And I have friends that give me books too. And that was actually my New Year's resolution last year, to read
more,
one book every month.
That's cool.
And then during the summer, I wanted to like start reading like Spanish books, because I feel like, yeah, I feel like I'm fluent, but when it comes to reading and practicing, like just like looking
at you still have to
Spanish books.
I didn't go through with it though, but I mean,
Don Quixote.
Yeah, that's like the most famous book. But I'm a reader.
Cool. Yeah, cool. My son is, and I'm glad for that.
Good. Yes.
Okay, now we're bumping up above 20 here to 21% of the people in the survey want to quit smoking.
That's a good thing to do. I did.
People in that survey who smoked, apparently.
You smoked?
I did.
No way, really?
Off and on, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I just like, I had to stop. I had to.
He knows because he checked.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
I found some butts out there.
Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never checked.
No, I do.
Sean checked, and he does.
I do all the time.
Okay. Here we go up to 26%. 1 in 4, learn a new skill or hobby.
That's one of mine.
And 1/3 of the people want to save more and spend less.
Well, yeah, working on your finances, that's definitely
a goal.
That's
pretty good. Okay. Now, half the people, just above half the people, want to lose weight. Number 3, lose weight, 54%.
I'm surprised that's not number 1.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Well, in a way it is.
Okay, all right. But lose weight overall.
Number 2.
Yeah.
65% want to exercise more. That's kind of me. That's what I'm starting, is to exercise more. And number 1 is diet or eat healthier. So that goes with the lose weight.
Kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's 71%.
Yeah, those first 3 kind of, I think, all go together overall. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think everybody tries to do that. I know I've done it a couple of times myself, you know, and like I was saying earlier, too, that we got a bike for Roman and, you know, we got ours fixed. So it's like, yeah, we want to start now on the weekends, at least going out and during this come up the new summer, start going out at night and everything and you know, ride the bikes and get some exercise in.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
That's why I want to fix my bike up so I can ride more, because I notice even when it's a little bit chilly, I mean, walking to the bus and everything isn't worse than like riding my bike to where I'm going. So,
yeah.
Very cool.
Now, Genesis, you got something a little bit different, though, right?
Yes, I have reasons why New Year's resolutions fail. Number 10, not believing in yourself.
I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could totally see that. And the reason why. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not believing in yourself, yeah.
Reason number 9, wrong perspective, too much thinking, not enough doing.
Sounds like a lot like me.
Sometimes, I feel like
too much. What was that? Too much?
Like overthinking it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, you spend more time thinking on like, oh, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that. And,
instead of just doing it.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
Reason number 8, lack of honesty.
Interesting. Yeah. Were you going to go through with it or not or whatever?
Yeah.
Or being honest with yourself and say, can I commit to this?
Yes.
Instead of just talking about it.
Or maybe you're saying it to impress other people rather than really do it.
Yeah. Like, look.
Yeah, I'm going to do that P90X no problem at all. Yeah. All right.
Reason number 7, no plan. So.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You say, I'm just going to go do it, you know. And it's like you have no layout of what to do.
Yeah.
Donuts often get in the way.
Reason number 6, unrealistic resolutions. You're treating a marathon like a sprint.
That is so true. And I think that kind of goes with the top things that people make resolutions for. They expect the results to happen within a week.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose, 5 pounds or 10 pounds within a couple of days. You're going to lose it within a month.
Over a reasonable amount of time.
It's slowly going to happen. Then you're going to lose the inches. And the thing is, a lot of people, they say, well, I'm going to lose weight, you know. And the thing is, okay, but you forget muscle weighs more than weight.
Yeah.
So if you go, well, I want to get down to 180 pounds, but if you're cutting out and losing the fat and bulking up on muscle, you may still be at 200, but you're now more muscle than you are fat.
Yeah, that's what I've always said. It doesn't really matter how much you weigh.
Right.
It matters how healthy you are.
How you look naked.
And how you look naked, always.
Yeah. That's all that matters in the end.
You look good naked.
Go for it. Yeah, that's what matters.
Doesn't matter how you feel, but if you look marvelous.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous, exactly. Darling.
All right, what else we got, Justice?
Reason number 5, financial burden.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, because if you're trying to do something or whatever.
Like sail around the world.
Yeah, yeah. If you say, hey, I want to do that this year, whatever. It's like, oh, shit, it's like $5,000 every trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Reason number 4, time management.
That's my biggest problem, time management.
Tell us more.
I have no time. I have all the time in the world to do whatever the hell I want to.
Well, that's just it for you. Well, you're retired, yeah, so.
It's not my problem.
But that's my biggest thing is time management is figuring out when to do it. You know, do I want to get up early in the morning and do something then, or do I want to do it late at night, or this or that? So yeah, I that's my biggest enemy right there.
Yeah,
we should have like 4-day work weeks.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah,
awesome.
Johnny Carson did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my friends, off topic, she's on a 4-week like schedule where she works 4 days and she's off 2 days, 4 days off 2 days. So like her days off can land you on the weekend.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, she's a nurse. And I think
she cute?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she's my best friend.
She hot?
Yes. She's nice. Super pretty. Yes. She has a big
so
butt.
She's cute, hot, and pretty.
Yes.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah, she's a really big butt. And yeah, I know. She's really, really pretty.
Hello.
She's so pretty. But
you gonna bring her in?
Sure.
You should interview her.
You're lying so much.
No.
Yeah. If you didn't bring me the tamales, you're not gonna bring her in.
She would expose her friend to us.
Us, yeah.
Aren't you glad you brought up your friend?
My best
friend. Hey, there's two perverts. I want to introduce it to you. One's old, one's older.
But I feel like her life is so great ever since she adopted this schedule. Like you work 4 days and you're off 2 days, like.
And hot.
And hot,
and
yeah.
Hot, and she's hot, yeah. She's just living the life. So, yeah, back to number.
Is she a secretive stripper? Or?
No.
Okay.
No. No. number 3, giving up too easily. What happened to the music?
He gave up too easily. Come on.
Yeah,
that's true, up. Because a lot of people kind of go, oh, they don't realize the work that goes into it.
Yeah, at first you don't succeed.
That's true.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah, I mean, I see that with when I was teaching music. I saw that with a lot of students where they didn't realize, oh, I want to play guitar. I want to be the next Eddie Van Halen, you know, and they go, well, it's work. This is what you got to do. Oh, yeah. You got to practice, dumbass.
That's true.
You know, so.
Yeah, dummy. Yeah.
Reason number 2, you're in too much of a hurry.
Well, I think
it was like that weight thing.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back. You want the end result now.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, yeah. And then reason number 1, you're going into it alone. So I guess like.
A support group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody to keep you accountable or like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Talk all depending. Your friends into dieting.
Yeah.
Or at least 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true because if you do it as a group or with one person or 2 other people. And you're going, hey, every, you know, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, we're going to meet at the gym or meet here. We'll go for a walk or whatever. You get more results that way than you do it alone. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Totally.
No one likes to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your friend, Genesis.
Roan
so we're not alone.
I'll see what all my friends are really, really, really pretty. So
and why aren't you bringing them into the show?
I can just bring whoever, huh?
Yeah.
I know one of my friends, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
She's freaking hot too. she would for sure be down to come.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Why don't you?
I was drinking with her last night.
Bring in the one that's 2 tequila shots short of letting you wear her like a hat.
Probably her.
Nice.
I love it.
See, yeah. What's our next drinking show?
It could be.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So she's
really fun. A special show tomorrow.
See, you didn't call us. See, when you go out drinking, like, call us. We like to go out. Spare the moment. Come on. We're family here.
Yeah, it was very last minute. We just went out to Santa Ana really quick and had a couple.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump for me. I would have met you there. You guys going karaoke? Yeah, let's go. Woo.
Hop, skip, and a jump on a bus ride for me.
No, that's like, Sean, can you pick me up?
Yeah.
When's that event, the one with the guy that does the Rocko's Modern Life theme song? Remember when
Swampy?
Swampy, yeah. When is this event? Remember it got canceled or moved from like...
Oh, the last Friday. It should be at the end of this month. So we're looking at, what, the 5th? No, no, 26 is a Saturday, oh, okay, so, it's a Friday, so the 20 it's a, it, yeah, the last Friday. Mm-hmm. So the 20 January 25th.
25th.
Okay, cool.
You are correct.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, oh, you would love it. It's so much fun. So much fun. Swampy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, Milo Murphy's Law back on the air today.
Yay!
Second season. Phineas and Ferb crossover.
There's another reason to hit up Amazon for Fire TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and don't forget to click our banner.
Banner? What?
Don't forget to click a banner.
Now, do you guys have any of your own resolutions this year?
I do. I mean, I think my biggest one is to get, you know, lose weight, eat better, get healthy. I mean, I'm 32. I don't want to be 42 and just trying to figure that out all over again.
And look like me, exactly.
I didn't. Those are your words, not mine.
I'm not saying that.
So but
put your donut down.
Huh?
Put the donut down.
Okay.
And anyway. Back away slowly.
But I like the bike idea. I have a bike. I just don't ride it. But you guys talking about that makes me want to do it now. So I'm going to ride my bike.
Yeah.
You know, let's do a weekly your weekly dose bike ride.
Yes,
there we go. That's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be amazing.
I'm so down for it.
See, that would cover all the things why we wouldn't keep up to something, accountability, not doing it alone.
And we're a support group.
Time management.
Yeah.
We have a plan.
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we go from here and we bike to In-N-Out. You know?
We spend $20 worth of food.
And we bike back.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah, we can just
bike to Burger King, you know, come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't want to do Carl's Jr. because it's real close by. Yeah. So.
Are we doing this all in one bike ride? That's a lot of food.
Well, if we plan a trip white, we could like hit donuts, hit breakfast. Hit lunch.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. And then when
hit afternoon snack.
And then when you bike, you're burning all these calories, so you're hungry all the time.
Exactly.
We need snacks in between. I'll bring my little basket.
Well, you brought like your little snack thing with like two eggs and stuff
or
whatever.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. Yeah. That looked good.
It did. Those eggs look good. I don't know why.
Can you imagine?
I like eggs.
Can you imagine we're all riding and then all of a sudden we're just like, where's Steve? And we just see him go, slow down. Hold on,
he could probably kick our butt, to be honest.
No, Steve's going to need like one of those, not those tandem bikes, but you know those little attachments that you put your to your bike where you have like your kid behind you?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to need with Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, keep pedaling.
I want the ones that are like automatic, like you just turn on and you just ride. You just sit there.
Now that's cheating.
Hey, we're baby steps.
At least I'm on a bike.
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know, but do you have any resolutions, Steve, this year or no?
I just in general, the past three or so years, I have been the healthiest, both physically and mentally.
I don't know about that second part, brother. I've seen you fall here and there.
I've noticed the last few months that I'm kind of coming out of the mental funky thing and feeling pretty good, actually.
Well, that's so important, dude. I mean, not to go down, but I mean, it's like I talked right before Christmas, you know, and why I do this show. And I've been very open about that because I have depression myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing is, and going back to our friend Craig Shoemaker, you know, he has the organization, you know, about laughing, and where it's healthy to laugh, and that's one thing. Again, one reason why I do the podcast is because I want to look forward to see you guys every week and laugh. Mm-hmm. I get to look forward to that. Yeah, thank you. Hey, Carol, appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know,
gallery.
Because it's good to laugh, you know, and it's healthy. And, you know, Craig talked about his friend who had cancer. Mm-hmm. They gave him 4 months. And because of laughter, you know,
just
he lasted another 7 years.
Oh, snaps.
You know, and
snap.
Yeah. You know, and Craig talks about it. He goes, even on the guy's deathbed, you know, because the cancer was really taking him. Mm-hmm. He goes, dude, I don't know what else to do to make you laugh. He goes, I know this. You're going right now, but you want me at least whack you off right now or something, you know?
Yeah.
And his friend went, you know, and it was that keep that laughter going. And it's so true. It fills you up with these endorphins and everything. It makes you feel good and healthy and everything. And you want to go out and conquer stuff, you know? And, you know, so it's,
So I am now going to try to be healthier physically because there's some things I want to do. And in order to do them, I have to be in a lot better shape than I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has nothing to do with my age, because right now, physically, I'm no more near how old I really am.
Right.
You know, and I can do things that a lot of guys my age can't even think about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, reached a point where I want to do this and just keep getting healthier so that there are some specific things in the future I want to try and do. So that, it's not really a resolution, because I, you know, it just happened to line up coming out of the holidays because I got sick from the fires and everything that happened this last season. And so I'm like,
I think, I mean, for me, I think it's, I don't have any resolutions per se, but it's, I have goals that I want to do, you know, so, you know, taking the show up another notch. I want to get back into playing music again. You know, I want to get out more in playing. So I have a plan for that, to get out playing on the weekends more and everything. You know, so I have those type of goals. And it kind of goes back to what we were saying, like what breaks those things, you know. For me, it's time management, you know.
Yeah.
I've, because I've got to work on the show. I've, you know, got to work on the music. I've got
your family,
my family, my son and everything, whatever. So it's all these management things. But if you do the time management right, then
it just becomes a lifestyle.
It becomes a lifestyle. And you, again, you plan for certain things to look forward to, like, oh, we got this, we got that or whatever. And as long as you're on top of it, I think then the plan works, you know. And, you know, if it doesn't, it's OK, you know. And that's a, that was a hard lesson for me to learn a long time ago. And where it, that it, at that time, it also put me in depression because I didn't achieve the goal at the time, you know. And it put me in a real major, major funk. And thankfully, some friends stepped in and pulled me out of it. But now it's like every year, it's like I want something to look forward to. You know, go, oh, I'm going to achieve that. I want to achieve this. Not by September or not by May or whatever, but just this year I'm going to do this, you know. And it could be at the end of the year. As long as I get to do it, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine. And certain things may not turn out the way I want it to, but as long as I get to do it.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool. So that's what it is for me, basically.
Yeah. But as I just small things, just a routine that's going to make me feel better about myself and,
they
and improve my health.
They all add up. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Round of applause to everybody here. So.
Now, you all may have thought that over the past 5-10 minutes, we've heard everything there is about resolutions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you would be wrong. There is some celebrity resolutions that we would like to hear.
Oh, there's a lot of I would like to hear.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I don't know if there's any music for this or not, but
no, it's okay.
Anyway, Selena Gomez needs to resolve to pay for Justin Bieber to get a degree in psychology. That way she cuts out the middleman.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, she can be crazy and he'll help her.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande needs to resolve to be Grande, Vente, I don't know what
Latte.
That is. I know she's big. Okay. She needs to resolve to become a member of ISIS and then get them to bomb Beyonce's concert. Beyonce's concert.
When do we get Mark Thompson in the room?
Going.
Is Michael Bublé Michael Bubble?
Oh, my God. I figured if they bombed Beyonce's concert, they wouldn't be bombing.
That's boomed.
That's not too soon, is it?
No.
Okay. Taylor Swift needs to resolve to write some new music, maybe something cute. Justin Bieber.
That's Biber.
Bieber. What's up, Bieber?
Biber.
It's Bieber. Don't listen
to Ozzy Osbourne. Needs to resolve to pay for Selena Gomez to get a degree in religion. Gomez. Vladimir Putin.
Oh, you got that.
That's Putin.
He needs to resolve to find a new Peabody.
Oh.
And also buy a shirt.
And what about a Sherman?
And a Sherman?
What Peabody?
Peabody. And Kanye West needs to resolve to declare his undying love for Taylor Swift once and for all, and also have a long talk with Justin Bieber when he gets his degree.
I think Kanye West just needs to go away.
Yes, a lot of people.
All righty. Well, let's kind of wrap it up with what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat?
Whoa. Don't you start. So do you guys like going down to the beach?
Let's go to the
beach.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Enjoy the beach?
Yeah.
The beach.
Enjoy going into the water?
Love it.
Really? Well, apparently...
Beaches are one of my favorite things.
Well,
I love beaches.
You need to be careful, though, in which beach you swim at.
Yeah.
Because a man's penis got stung by a stingray while swimming in the sea.
Well, thank God I don't have a penis.
Yeah, you're very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the creature is still attached when help arrives.
Oh.
Attached?
Yeah.
Oh. Holy.
Okay,
now I'm uncomfortable.
A man was left in agony after his penis was stung by a stingray when he was swimming in the sea. The man was left rolling around on the sand in pain after the animal's barbed hook into his genitals. When he crawled back onto the beach in China's Hainan province, the stingray was still attached. The man was visiting the area as a tourist and enjoying the tropical weather when the freak accident happened. There is a video of him which shows him lying on the beach before the emergency services rushed to help him. However, they didn't have the appropriate tools to help him, so they had to improvise to fully remove and unhook the spiny tail from the man's penis.
I don't want to see the video.
Onlookers crowded around to watch events unfold, and some bystanders had their smartphones out to film or take pictures of the unfortunate incident.
Poor guy.
What a bunch of jerks.
I know. It's like, hey, you're hurt. Let's take a picture and post it. Yeah. In the end, the emergency services manages to release the tail, although he is clearly in pain. The man is able to stand immediately afterwards. However, he went to the paramedics of the hospital for a checkup. Witnesses claim the stingray died on the beach because, of course, it was out in the water for so long.
Are they sure that's why?
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the ironic thing, though. The video of this has racked up over 5 million views.
Well, that's not shocking.
Well, if Andrew Dice Clay heard this, he'd say, oh, well, it's not a big problem.
Well, yeah, you're in China, so hey. Yeah, exactly.
Hickory dickory dock. Oh!
Jack and Jill went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter.
Jill came down with 250.
Hey!
Oh!
Oh!
Wow. Sorry.
That was a pop.
Jeez-o.
Okay, who's next?
Somebody is.
Well, this is a lot different than, like, your news.
And this is happier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys like churros?
I love churros.
No?
You don't like churros?
I like the way they smell when they're cooking, but when you eat one, it's, like, too much, like, just...
Sugar?
Fat and flour.
Where are you having them
from?
What?
Where are you having these from?
Yeah, would you go to Taco Bell or something?
Yeah, the Taco...
anywhere. Disneyland, Knott's Berry, whatever.
Costco ones are the best.
That's true.
I'm just not into that puffy
stuff.
Bready.
Oh,
sweet.
You don't like puffy and bready and sweet?
Yeah,
those are like
really
all the best things. In
enjoy. I don't look.
I love puffy sweet things.
I love the way they smell.
Yeah,
well, puffy sweet things smell good.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
but you won't eat them. So, anyways,
so tell us about your churro.
Do you guys like cereal?
I mean,
okay,
I eat Cheerios.
This is the wrong crowd. But
I
cinnamon
like
toast
Go
crunch
ahead.
Churros are here to make breakfast so much better.
Okay, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it does.
Cinnamon crunch
churros.
While super moms out there,
like the cinnamon crunch.
Oh, she's doing a voice. Hold on, she's doing a voice.
While super moms out there may have a freshly prepared breakfast made from scratch every morning, not everyone can be a superhero every day. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch is here to save the day, and they have incorporated like small churros into like their cereal. But I kind of feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch already tastes like churros.
Yeah, so isn't that redundant?
Yeah, it's an oxymoron. I don't even know if that's like how.
Or it could be redundant. Either one. Yeah.
It could be a redundant oxymoron.
They're going to be like shaped in tiny churros, though.
Okay.
And they're supposed to have like extra cinnamon on there and extra sugar. That's like what's going to make it churro-like.
There was a place at the Cerritos.
That's it. That's like the story.
All right. Yeah. There was a place in Cerritos Mall years ago where all they did was serve churros, but you were able to pick the powdered sugar that mm-hmm. you wanted. So you could have like chocolate, mm-hmm. vanilla, coffee flavored, you know, and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, and then even mix them and everything. Oh, it was so good. So mm-hmm. good. I remember that as a kid, and then they went away.
I think it's the idea to me, they don't taste the same as they smell when they're being cooked.
Mm, they taste better.
See, have you ever had like street churros, like in TJ?
I've had churros here, there, and everywhere, and it just never.
No.
No. Hmm. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
You're
really,
weird.
I am.
What do you like? Like in that category of.
For dessert like that?
Yeah.
A baked potato with sour cream.
What the?
I'm totally serious. I'll go out to eat at times.
He will.
And I order a dinner with a baked potato, and I save that for dessert.
Hmm. He does. I've seen it.
Yeah, baked potato sounds good right now.
Okay,
yeah.
So Steve's weird.
I am.
What do you got, Steve?
Okay, now, what caught me or caught my eye on this story was the tagline, and here it is.
Okay.
What the cluck?
Oh, jeez.
Now, you know how people, I won't mention gender, but certain people want to bring their yappy little dogs with them everywhere they go, so they put they knit them a sweater, and they put service dog on it, or
right.
service animal, or, you know, just so they can take their pets with them where there shouldn't be pets.
Right.
Well, here's kind of a funny thing here. Popeye's Chicken is going to get on the bandwagon.
Are you kidding?
And start frying little animals?
Yeah. But their latest promotion is a to-go container for its emotional support chicken.
Oh, good Lord.
Huh? It's a to-go container that is shaped like a chicken. And really? It says emotional support chicken on the container. So you can carry your chicken-shaped emotional
support chicken. So like comfort
food,
but like
chicken.
But in the shape of chicken, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's like funny.
Yeah, it's a three-piece.
That's why we're reading it.
It's a three-piece tender combo meal.
Hmm.
But the container is a chicken.
That's...
So you can take it with you anywhere and feel
comfortable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I love that. I love Popeyes, and now this makes me love them more because they said in a statement, the carrier was a gesture designed to bring holiday travelers some needed humor to what is one of the most stressful places to be during the holidays, the
home.
Airport.
Oh.
So I've never had Popeyes.
It's pretty good.
I heard it's better than KFC and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some people like it. Yeah, I like it better, but I still like KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like when I go to Popeyes, I have to get the spicy version of it, you know, because it's Cajun chicken or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if I go to KFC, I have to get like the extra crispy, though. Mm. So
I haven't had it.
Boy, we're hungry now.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you know what? That's what's news.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Well, it's that time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that international game show hit.
Quiz me, quiz you.
Quiz me, quiz you.
Boy, that was a fuck up.
Who hired this guy?
Good God.
I want to be a producer.
What did I do? I just played the song. You took too long in the end.
We follow his lead.
Oh, well.
That's okay. Strike that. Reverse it.
Sorry. Want to try it again?
No, it's okay. It's done. It's over.
No. All
right. That's, yeah. All right, Jess's got the questions for us,
yes.
though.
Yes, question number one. Which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total?
Steve. The anteater.
I love that she does that. Instead of going, no.
It's like half-assed. It's just.
Sean.
Sean.
The camel?
No. But you guys didn't even let me finish the question.
Go ahead.
Okay. We can do that if we want to.
Yeah.
I know, but like, you guys keep guessing even though you haven't heard at all?
Go ahead now. Okay. Because you can finish it
for
Zach.
Which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size?
Let's see.
Sean. Gene Simmons.
That's one animal.
I like that. Steve's like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zach, are you playing?
I'm thinking.
Mr. Card.
I don't know.
I feel like it's kind of obvious once you'll hear it. You'll be like, oh, really? Yeah, you're right.
Give us a hint.
It's a reptile.
Steve. Chameleon.
Yay.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
Thing goes
really, I was just going to say lizard.
This next one is going to be really, really hard.
And Mrs. Chameleon loves it.
I was kind of tempted to like skip it of how hard it is, but okay. I'm just going to see what happens.
All right.
Okay?
All right. That's right.
The United States.
Question. What number is it?
Question two.
Oh, question number two.
We're only at two?
Yeah.
The United States is made up of how many states?
Steve.
Oh my God.
Zach?
Steve.
50.
Yes.
All right.
Where does Santa Claus live?
With Mrs. Tasmania? Claus.
He's in Hawaii right now. Oh. Question number three. Which U.S. president signed Father's Day into the law?
Ooh.
Steve. Truman.
No.
Sean. Roosevelt?
No.
Damn.
Zach. Hang on. Kennedy?
No.
Steve. Millard Fillmore.
Oh, no. That was a president? No.
I don't know.
Should I just say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Really?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. Father's Day?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Oh.
Hmm.
Question
yeah.
number four.
I guess if she says so.
In what year was the first Harry Potter movie released?
Zach. 2001?
Yes.
Ooh.
And that's the only one I've seen.
Question number five. What island does the Statue of Liberty stand on?
Steve.
Zach.
I thought you had it.
Let's go for it.
Oh.
Ellis Island.
No.
You had it.
I thought it was Ellis. Oh, wow.
Zach. Liberty Island?
Yes.
Yeah. That's. I thought you had it.
Well, no. Actually,
it sounded to me like you had the
answer. I thought it was Ellis Island, too. But yeah.
Liberty Question Island. Number
That was a failure.
Something like that.
What color do you get when you mix yellow and blue?
Zach. Sean.
Zach.
Green.
I'm not sure if he went first or if he was just the loudest.
Only reason why I remember that is because of the Ziploc bags. Because one side's yellow,
yeah.
One side's blue.
Sometimes they turn purple if you get the green and blue, the red and blue one.
Question number seven.
Because that way you know it's sealed.
Yeah.
What is the name of the instrument used to measure earthquakes?
Steve.
Zach.
A seismometer.
Correct.
Mr. Brainy over there.
I feel like I've seen these questions before.
Probably, yeah, because I think we've had that one.
Yeah.
Could be.
I recognize these other ones, too.
Well, let's see who remembers.
Yeah,
the best.
I feel like this is the one we first. This was like the first time we ever did it.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see if we remember then. Yeah.
Okay.
We're on what, nine anyway?
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
What city is the capital of Hungary?
Sean.
Zach.
Sean.
Thirsty.
Steve.
I said.
Oh, Zach.
Starving.
Steve.
Budapest. Yes.
You guys. What?
Yeah, we've seen these ones before.
Yeah.
Question number nine.
Or the weather.
What was the first toy advertised on television?
Zach. Sean. Barbie?
Sean.
Hula hoop.
No.
Oh, no. I remember now.
I can't remember.
Just give us something.
Steve.
It's your favorite
Easy
dessert.
Easy Bake Oven.
It's your favorite Sean. Dessert. Sean.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
And then what is... question number 10.
Thank you.
What is the national dish of Scotland?
The national what?
Dish of Scotland.
Steve.
Haggis.
Correct.
Well, good for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm the only one here, and I remembered the most.
But the thing is, by the time you walk out through that door, you're going to forget it
all. All I can say is...
God, I'm going to catch something in here.
Wow.
See, I had you going one way and I went the other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you guys for joining us for our 101st show and our first show of the year.
And so far, the best.
Yeah, so far. We think it's definitely going to get a lot better as we move along, so that's for sure. So, for all of those here in Southern California, be careful because we understand it's going to get a little rainy.
Yeah.
Possibly coming in this weekend, tonight, maybe tomorrow, a little bit of rain. So be careful out there. Drive safely. But in the meantime, go out, enjoy, do
something.
It's supposed
to rain about 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, go to the movies, go do something. Yeah. You know, we're going to go to Genesis' house and get those venison tamales and meet her friends who's a nurse.
And look at her butt.
Yeah.
And wear her like a hat.
Easy, Buffalo Bill.
Wait, we're a great big fat person.
Or put the lotion in the basket.
There you go. Alrighty, guys. Well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
How much sex is too much sex?
Never enough.
None. You can follow me on Twitter at silverlining69.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Luna the Virgo.
And I'm on Instagram at ZTEIGEN.
And if you want to see the outtakes of our now married co-host, Phoebe, you can follow her at PX Limbo on Twitter.
Did you see her and Albert dancing in front of the
Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
That was so cool.
Oh, I loved it.
I know. I want to try and share it, but I couldn't share it. So if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I just made it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts HC. Simple as that. So go out, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. And we got a lot of news coming up for you. A lot of cool guests coming in. New guests, repeat guests. We're going to try and step it up this year also. Do a lot more remotes and broadcast from different areas and everything. So it's going to be, I think, a really cool year for us. So just to give you an idea, some of the guests, Chris Williams from Black Lightning. Jill Whelan's going to be hopefully coming in. Gina Grad. Some of the other new monkeys, Jared Chandler, Larry Saltzis, Dino Kovas, we're going to try and get them in. We got a bunch of other surprises, too. And some also Mark and Brian family members. Try and get some in. Yeah, Frank Sontag, we want to get him in, too. So we got a lot of work for you guys this year, and we hopefully you will be with us throughout the year. So in the meantime, go out there, enjoy the first weekend of the new year.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.